Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Connor, tell us about the merch.
You guys, oh, this is good. This is really good. First of all,
hello there. Hello.
Je suis legume.
This is Papa.
We got so bears, cute. You guys. We actually have physical bears. This is the BNC Bears. They
hit you up with a head.
Oh, be sweet.
Be sweet. Connor.
Mine is just like the artwork in our album cover art, whatever
as
it's called.
Mine.
Hers is sitting, mine is standing.
Oh, yeah, mine's sitting.
That's what
too.
I was going to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
my
yours is
God.
Sitting,
wait,
mine's
is that
standing.
Intentional?
Yeah.
Oh, everything we do is with intent.
Yeah.
Here.
With intention, too, also.
And so this is our little baby bears.
And you can buy them separately.
Or as a pair.
Or as a pair, depending on your interests and preferences and what you want to do. But Connor and I like to play.
Which one are you guys going to get? Brooke or Connor?
Brooks, you're going to sell out like in the morning.
I don't think so.
Let's support women.
I do like your hat.
I like your crown.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
You mean it?
Oh, Connor, do you mean it?
Yeah, I really do.
I like that hat.
I like your hat. Also, don't forget.
Whoa, where did you pull that out from?
You have one too. It's a keychain.
Yeah, I do. We got keychains now.
Little
bit
of keychains that you could put on anything.
Can I keep this one? Can I put this on my car keys?
I'm going to put this on my car keys too.
What is yours?
My bear.
You got the Brooke?
Yeah. Do you have the Connor?
I caught the Connor.
Do you want to switch?
Oh, yeah. You should.
Do you actually? That's sweet.
Yeah.
I'll put the Connor.
Aww.
That's just
perfect. I'm getting my butt pierced. And this
so now, Brooke, you have them on your phone case and your keychain.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
The man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I saw that, y'all.
That's me.
Oh, that's very sweet, Kat.
That's me.
Okay.
Oh, and
tell them about the best part.
This is absolutely amazing. Okay, you guys. We have been looking for a more elevated merch experience for people, and this is it.
That's so cute.
We've got another crew neck sweater. This is an embroidered patch. What is it? An embroidered patch? Is that what you say? It's embroidered. An embroidered BNC sweater. What you're going to feel here is a little bit heavier than standard merch. It's great quality.
It's the premium experience.
Yeah, here, Kat, in an unbiased third party here. Oh my gosh, careful.
Yeah.
Don't pull a muscle.
No, it's really pretty. It's nice and thick.
It literally
thick.
Feels comfy.
And
I want one.
You kind of can't see it here. I'm going to show you. The undercarriage of this sweater, yep. I love because you can kind of see it here. It's hard to explain in person, but it's like barrel washed. What did they
call
it?
Got a phenomenal undercarriage.
It's like pre-washed and it's like kind of beat up to a
Yes.
But it's
like
has that worn in
feel.
Like
the best sweatshirt.
That's a good way to describe it.
But it's all like that.
Yes, that's a great way to describe
it. Yeah.
But anyways, here she blows. I love it.
This is my favorite sweatshirt that
we're not even allowed to take these home. So
why?
Because they're so special. They sit here in the studio.
I'll take mine home.
Are you really going to take it home? Can I take mine home? Oh my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cool.
So we'll be taking them home today.
I cannot wait.
These will be available for purchase.
Now.
And at www.shoptmgstudios.com. And these will be live now, etc. Need I go on?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me my iPad back soon before I start shaking. Draw.
Well, go ahead and save that.
I'm glad you got the lavender.
Can I just screenshot it? What's in his hand?
A spatula.
Let me see.
That looks like a key.
Well, it's hard to draw a spatula.
Why does it say C6 on it?
No, it's supposed to have lines, but it says
C6. It's pretty.
It's really pretty.
His hat says JL.
It's supposed to be an anchor.
They're hidden. They're Easter eggs.
They're hidden Mickeys.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
you guys
and
know
about
the hidden Mickeys?
I've heard of them on TikTok. Like in Disney World, right?
Yeah.
Have you found them?
But like, you can actually like take that out and have anything you want be a hidden Mickey out of Disney
too. Take it out.
It's like when you take it out and reapply it.
No.
I mean, there are hidden Mickeys everywhere.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there are hidden Mickeys everywhere for those with the eyes to see.
To the naked eye.
There's cathedrals.
Oh, there's a lot to do in Disney World that like... People are doing.
People are sleeping on
it.
Are we
recording?
Too.
We're not doing those things.
I can't say enough good things about Disney.
Really?
Yes.
Hola, legume.
Ah, hola, papa.
Welcome back to Legume y Papa Make a Podcast. And we have a guest today, and this is Kat Wellington.
Woo! Hi, everyone. I didn't realize you guys were bilingual. Yes.
Actually,
bisexual.
I don't know about Legume y Papa.
I don't know.
No one does.
The thing is,
I haven't gotten one message for what I thought was one of the most monumental moments of this podcast.
We in the bonus last week.
In the bonus.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't be mean.
Please.
Oh.
We
doing girl gang today.
I actually don't know. How did Legume Papa start?
Oh my god.
That's Legume Papa.
That's so funny.
Oh my god, I didn't know that's what they looked like.
I'm sorry for not like touching up on my history prior.
No, it's fine. I guess it's just like a children's story came to be out of the ashes.
You guys look
pretty
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Let me say.
Yeah.
Wait, so how does it okay. What is Legume? Is that
No. I'm sorry, Kat. It's legume and then E as
legume.
In Y as in like and in Spanish.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Legume.
Legume.
No.
Legume.
Legume.
Maybe only some other people can do it and it's only you guys.
Try it again. Legume.
Legume.
Better.
That's close. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for telling me about that.
Oh, thanks
for coming on our podcast.
Thank you.
So happy to be here because I went on with Brooke and I didn't get to sit next to Khan.
It's crazy that we've never done this.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually so crazy that Kat's been here for over a year or almost a year.
Almost a full year. Yeah.
And the three of us have been together very few times.
That's true.
It is. It's actually interesting because every time I hang out with Brooke, it's where's Connor? Every time I hang out with Connor, where's Brooke? And it's like not like there's nothing to it at all.
When Kat and I hang out because we are neighbors.
Right.
And every DM that I get is like, or no, comment that I get is like, Brooke, we're on your side. It's like, what do you mean?
People will message me and be like, I feel awful for Brooke. And I'm like, I texted Brooke to come. She's exhausted.
I will get DMs. It's like, please hang in there. Like, I know what it's like to be on the
Connor
outskirts.
And I just like at a bar
and
on
I'm
the
just
west
like,
side.
Babe, like I live 40 minutes away and I'm drained out of my mind. Like, it's all good.
Yeah. So now that we squash that beef.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice to get ahead of it too.
I can get access. Yeah. I can get access to these two at any time. It's just a matter of.
Logistical
probabilities and the hidden Mickeys too.
There's a lot of hidden Mickeys in the logistic probabilities.
Yeah. Or those with the eyes to see. I can't say that enough.
Bingo.
You've been saying I did listen to
I tried to get through your podcast the other day.
No. I was showing someone your podcast. And yeah, this podcast.
Someone his podcast?
This podcast.
Brooke, hang in there. I know what it's like to be on the outside.
AKB. I tried to listen. It was horrible. I turned it off. But I heard you saying be sweet. So I'm glad that you're integrating that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You did listen because that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like be sweet.
Be sweet. Because Brooke was going through her hinge and was just like Joan of Arc was just cutting guys' heads off.
Kat, if you could see.
Live a day in your shoes.
If you could live a day in my shoes from my iPad, from my POV on my iPad.
I would actually love that.
Are you hinging on your iPad?
Oh. I actually haven't started hinging on my iPad.
You should. That sounds
Brooke,
like an
imagine
experience.
Those young gentlemen on the big screen.
I was about
that's
to say,
exactly
you
why I'm not
them
doing
them
it on
larger.
My iPad. That's why I'm not doing it on
it
my iPad.
It might be too much.
The young gentlemen that are on my iOS server are different than the ones on Kat's server.
You might even want to get a smaller iPhone to look at them.
This big.
Could do the iPhone.
Like, you don't need the Pro.
You should be on Hinge on your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
You should be on Hinge on your Aura Ring.
I probably do need an Apple Watch.
Now that we're getting into the weeds, I think, of course, you should have an Apple Watch.
You should have seen me last night after I got back from the DMV. iPad, blasting music, doing the crossword with my fingers, Apple Pen behind my ear, hands-free Kindle next to my face, watching Glee on my computer.
You were hacking the mainframe.
Yeah. I was completely hacked out.
Wow. That's really beautiful, Brooke.
I know. I need the Apple Watch.
Like, let's up your screen time.
Let's up
Apple
it.
Watch.
Let's up it through the
minute. I do have an Apple Watch and I never use
Does
it.
Does that
though,
count as your screen time when you're on your Apple Watch?
I don't know because I completely turned off my screen time years ago. I have no interest in it.
It's not healthy to know.
I don't want to know. That's I also sleep with my head. Phone on, so... It's like actually 24 hours.
She for real does. Both Airbnbs I've been with you in, she has actual YouTube videos playing for the whole night.
You don't want to be alone with your thoughts.
I don't do thoughts. So if I don't have a TV present at an Airbnb, I'm going to have to do YouTube.
See, I need a fan blaring for that kind of like white noise.
Me too.
But as far as like dialogue goes, that needs to be coming from my own head.
I don't want that coming from my head.
Right.
What do you like normally think about when you're going to sleep?
Just like crazy fun things that will happen in the future.
Okay.
I don't have that.
I sometimes like, I used to have fantasies
Beautiful
about,
fantasies.
Yeah, like going to bed thinking about my crush, you know?
Yeah.
And our future together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's like that. It's like-
Connor, you don't do that?
No.
Oh.
I pray. And I think about, oh crap, am I falling asleep or am I dying?
Wow.
Oh, you want to hear something so sad?
I don't know.
No.
I'll just tell you. I got these new gummies that have like a different effect than most gummies. Like it's just usually gummies kind of put me like to sleep and these kind of are more activating almost, if you will.
Not interested.
Oh, these new ones?
Yeah, no, these are like
Brooke was on the phone with me yesterday and goes, I got to stop you right there. My gummy just hit. It hit me, knocked my ass right out. And I was like, I'm going to let you go.
Aw, I miss your ass.
I know. But it's like more knocked. Activating almost, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fall right asleep.
Yeah.
But last night I stopped feeling my hands from it. And then because of that, I rubbed my own back. I was pretending it was someone else because I couldn't feel my hand.
Bro.
So I rubbed my own back to sleep.
I support you in everything that we might want to cut that.
Really?
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I'm kidding. It's beautiful. Companionship.
It's like devastating, Kat. That's what I'm saying. I said, do you want to hear something sad? Okay. But because I couldn't feel my hand, it felt like someone else.
Was it nice? Like,
yeah, it was until you kind of take a step back and look at it through a bird's eye view.
I feel bad about that.
Of me rubbing my own back.
You're fine. I don't, like, you're not alone in doing that. There's a lot of probably 12-year-old boys doing the same thing.
To their backs?
No.
I think it's more like to their hidden Mickeys. But I was rubbing my back.
Oh, I thought you said cock. My bad.
No, I didn't say cock.
My bad. I was over here.
I was rubbing my back with my hand that I couldn't feel until
Funny
I fell
about
asleep.
Her back.
It's located on my hidden Mickey.
It's all the way over on my hidden Mickey over there.
I started drinking weed drinks because of Connor, and cans. I'm really
They're
enjoying
really
it.
Great.
We had one on the podcast.
I haven't gotten the cans brand yet.
I don't think there's a better brand than Can.
Well, I'm sorry. I just haven't come in contact with them.
What are you drinking, Kat?
Well, I tried this one at home. It's like Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z.
The Breeze is mushrooms.
Well, it's and something else.
The TikTok shop will not let me breathe. They want me to get Breeze drinks so
Really?
Bad.
I've never seen them.
I'm so confused about the legality of mushrooms.
I don't know. But then I ordered it and I like had drank one. I was feeling good. It's $150 for a pack of them.
But is mushrooms the
sustainable.
Same as weed now? Like you can just like go into the mushroom store and get it?
No, I think they're decriminalized, but
for
they're
me
not
personally.
Legal.
So then how can you buy them at the store?
I walk into the store across from my house. They're at the counter and I buy
them. That's what I'm confused by.
Me too. Because different places will tell you different things, but not Jeff. Jeff always has them.
Well, one thing about Jeff. You know what they say about Jeff? Huge hidden Mickey.
He's selling hidden Mickeys.
I can't stop saying it. No, something about a bodega, a liquor store, a convenience store, those guys have a secret menu.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to access the hidden Mickey.
I wonder if Wawa has a hidden Mickey.
I promise you, every place, it's like a fingerprint. It's like a thumbprint. Every place is different. It's like a snowflake. Every place is different. You just need to have the eyes to see.
Yeah.
And ask, literally. Because they made like flavored vapes illegal in LA. Every place has them.
Jeff has them in the back.
I
for
know
me.
Jeff has them in his
really?
Pocket for you.
Yes. Yeah. He goes to the back.
You have to be like, flavored vapes are illegal. And he's like, I'll go get them.
And I specifically like the pink one. So then they're like, we order more of the pink for you.
When did they become illegal?
Yeah, Jeff.
Like, it's been a while. It's a long process. In Maryland, a long time. And then D.C. also, like, now mushroom. They used to sell mushrooms at dispensaries. Now when you go in, they're like, we've never sold them one day, ever.
Yeah, they're rewriting and history
like,
in D.C.
You're switching
only ever
up.
I've seen people smoke flavored vapes, like, right now.
They're illegal. Completely
right,
illegal.
That's why I'm confused.
Everyone is on the cusp of prison time.
Yeah. If you see me with one of those, there's a warrant.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
You if will. You if see me with one of
get pulled over by a police officer and then evade them,
uh-huh.
You could get up to 1 year.
Yeah, Brooke's going to get that answer right on her her driving test.
And I did yesterday.
You can always remember that I did get 1 year.
You can get up to 1 year.
That was
prison.
My ticket, was evading arrest.
Yeah. Have you told that story in detail? I'm sure you
have. Yeah, no one really gives.
No, that's people's favorite story.
That's a great story to tell around a fire.
Literally, if anyone is like,
you
what
did
episode
tell that
of-
around a fire with me?
You were there. Oh my gosh. That's why I said that.
It was crazy because I was doing this, like the really annoying thing. It wasn't to, you know, when someone's telling a story and I've already heard the story. So I'm like, wait, tell that part.
Yeah.
Like I was being really fucking annoying and Brett was just making fun of me. But I really, you were like missing important parts. But Connor, you should have seen him. He had everybody. Yep. Just locked, and that is a dangerous situation to have this man in because he took the floor for about 45.
It is like being on heroin for me. Is when I'm telling about a story, 45. People are actually like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh my god, I got him."
Well, thank God you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
I know. Truly,
there
truly.
Were a couple of people that were like, "But what happened?
And
what was
what,
the reason?" And
wait,
I'm like,
"What happened?
Wait, just wait, y'all. Please,
you guys,
wait.
I'm gonna get there. All the loose ends will be tied up."
The sun will be up as well.
That's when
he'll
people
get
like say, ask what episodes of BNC to show their friends. Everyone is like, go watch Connor's
really?
Arrest story. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But that's only in the bonus.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Have you told the story about your almost arrest on the way to Mammoth?
Not in depth. I've told, obviously Brooke has heard it.
Yeah.
But basically, while we're talking about driving, I guess we could just, me and Kat were driving to Mammoth.
Yeah.
And get all the way there. For some reason, like, it's a 4-hour drive and it took us 8.
Yeah.
Double down. We doubled down on our time. And we're almost there. Like, we're, like, 16 minutes out.
Six.
The first.
Oh, okay, the first. Okay, go ahead.
We get pulled over, like, 14. Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
I know the story. We're like, 15 minutes out, whatever. And get pulled over, and this guy rolls up.
By this guy, do you mean a police officer?
Yes.
Police officer?
This dude.
This man rolls up, walks up. I can't remember. I haven't been pulled over in ages. So I can't remember. Dome lights on.
What?
Dome lights on.
Oh, that felt like a different language. Sorry.
I thought you were doing legume.
No.
Dome lights on.
Dome lights on. Legume, papa. Seatbelt on.
Dans le backseat.
You're dumb lezone today. Like, wait. Legume et papa et dumb lezone. Make a pee. So, dumb lezone. And then
I don't even know what you're trying to say still.
Dome lights.
Dome lights.
What's a dome light?
This one's here. Dome lights are the ones that your parents always said, like, you can't have those on.
Oh,
we'll
crash.
They
crash.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you would get pulled over if you have
or
them on.
Pulled over.
Yeah. Okay.
What is so illegal about having a light on in a car at night?
I think it's supposed to be distracting to other drivers, maybe.
But like, it's not. What are you? Have you never seen a light before?
But is that true? It's not illegal, right?
There's lights all over the road.
Yeah. You should have your high beams on if you need to see further, but your low beams if you're in fog.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
You're all good. Keep going.
So I had my dome zone, and then I was like, do I do 10 and 2? Do I hold my hands on the wheel?
10 and 2 is good.
He rolls up. I'm doing this smile.
And me too as well.
Hello, sir. He's like, hey, King. So your car is not even registered in any state, and your license plate does not. It's a fake license plate. And I was like, what? At that point, I was like, what are you talking about, man? And he's like, well, my license plate used to say fibs.
One's gone?
Because my dad got it for me for my birthday.
It's illegal. It's not registered.
It was like not even a real plate.
Yeah, just like
it was
complete,
like I didn't know.
Like you go to a gift shop and buy it.
My license plate, and I put that on my car.
Completely not registered.
It wasn't even real. Like it wasn't even a real license plate.
Oh, but you had a real one.
In my glove compartment.
Yeah, glove.
And so he's like,
oh, so it was doing hidden Mickey in the glove compartment.
It was not. So the car was like literally like you may as well have been in like a Walmart buggy. Like
I also could not find the insurance.
Could not, didn't have it. You couldn't find it because I didn't have
it. In the same boat.
He was also like, your headlight is out and you were speeding.
Brake light.
Okay. Yeah,
you were thinking a brake light.
Yep.
One of my brake lights was out and I was speeding. And he rolls up. He's like, you know what? Literally don't even worry about it. Like, I can tell you're stressed. I need you to stop stressing.
And he said, I want you like guys to have fun.
I want you to have a good weekend.
He also thought Connor was 16.
Thought I was 16.
Was worried about him having his license at all, like due to age.
Let us go.
Let us go.
So the natural next step, let them go.
Obviously.
And so he did let us roll away.
We felt so good too. We turned the music back on.
Music is up. I am out. Ow! Cat, let's party. We are 6 minutes away now. We drove a total of 1 mile. Whoop, whoop. We're going to go ahead and pull right over. I said, there's no way that's the same guy. Not at all. It's two guys, two police officers.
Mean guys.
One on both sides. Brooke, I thought they were going to drag our limp bodies into the woods and beat the shit out of us.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Not charmed by him at
really.
Oh, and I was charming my lower back off. I was charming my hidden Mickey off. I was trying so hard and they were not buying what I was selling. Mm-hmm. And they were like, first of all, fuck you. You're all the same stuff. Your car's not registered at all. It hasn't been registered in any state since 2022. And I was like, okay, honest mistake.
Genuinely.
Honest mistake. License is from Texas. My fake license plate is from Texas. My real license plate is in my glove compartment. Do not have insurance. Case of 30 beers in the backseat. They were like, to us, they were like, which one of you has been drinking the 30 beers? I go, well, sir, as you can see, it's an unopened box of beers. We are going to drink them in 6 minutes if you let us be.
Uh-huh.
God forbid you live and let live.
I mean, flashlights in the car. They're like, a lot of beer back here. I'm like, we're going skiing.
What do you think we're going to go to skiing sober?
So he was able to say, tell him what they said. Not a single thing legal about this vehicle.
Not a single thing legal about this vehicle.
And then what do you respond to that? Something like that?
He said, I feel horrible.
I literally think, what did you say to him? What did you say to him?
I think I said, I feel horrible.
No, you said like a joke. You said like a joke that you were like doing a saying that weekend and you said it.
I don't.
Yay. Yay. Oh.
Oh, I said yay.
He said, not a single thing is legal about this car. And Kat goes, yay. In the bathroom, I was like,
yay. What are you supposed to say to that?
Sorry. I said sorry. And he's like, don't apologize to me. And I was like, should I apologize to the other guy?
Right, who did he want you to apologize to?
Who should I apologize to? I don't give a shit, personally. Like, this is obviously something that upset you.
Right.
Right.
So, who do I...
like, I'm sorry that it hurt your feelings.
I'm sorry that me not having a legal car hurt your feelings.
Yeah. I'm not sorry I did it. I'm sorry it hurt you. So...
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
So then what did they instruct you to do, and did you get a ticket?
The first one was a warning. The second one was like kind of like a soft launch of a ticket.
Yeah.
Because did have a fine. It was a fix-it ticket. Yep, everything's good now.
They gave him like the least amount of ticket possible. A fix-it ticket is basically like you got to pay a couple dollars, but just fix it, which is still crazy for the situation that way we're in.
Remarkable.
They also asked for our Airbnb address and said if you don't change the plate, like the second that you park and change it, like at your Airbnb, we will come to your car and ticket it or tow it.
Did you change it when you got to the Airbnb?
No, we had to go because our friends were at the bar.
Yeah.
We weren't going to miss happy hour.
Right. Yeah. No. Did you change it when you got back from happy hour?
Kat made me change it.
Before we left.
Yeah.
We left it there for
that's
the
smart. And if Kat wasn't there, you wouldn't have changed it.
The whole weekend. No, I wouldn't. I forgot.
Yeah.
When we were safe in the Airbnb.
Safe.
We were on base.
We were dry. Like, we were like shaking trying to get there the 6 minute.
It was so scary because it was snowing too. And it was like icy. And I was like, I know for a fact, like, the wolf huff and puffed at the first house and blew that house down. The second house, that wolf huffed and puffed and blew that house down. Third house was me absolutely skid marking across this icy road and running into someone's body. Like, I was like, I know that I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it felt like that.
It's crazy that you're just able to, like, sit there and go through the motions during those types of situations. I would have literally just let myself out of the car and let myself into the back seat of the police officer's car and said, let's just head on downtown.
Let's do the NAM thing.
Let's just take me downtown. It would be easier for me.
Go ahead and book me, boys.
It'd be easier. Yeah.
Luckily, no. We have Brooke to tell us all the rules now.
Yeah.
So we'll never be in that situation again.
Let me have any questions about the road.
Can you please register my car?
No, I'm not doing registrations right now. I'm only doing the license test.
Okay.
Wait, so are you getting your car registered in California?
It is. I bought it here in California.
So
it was born registered in California. The issue was that I just had to renew the registration, and then I did it on carregistration.com,
yes,
which I thought was a scam, but it actually wasn't a scam. It was just the late fee that made it so expensive. So now I have since redone the registration.
My late fee is literally going to be a down payment on a home.
Yeah.
So I've since redone the registration. That has not come to my house yet, so I'm I'm curious about that. It takes a little bit of time.
A little bit, yeah.
And now I'm trying to get my California driver's license because my Pennsylvania one expires next week.
Make sure if you're getting your license renewed, anyone here, if you want to keep hold of your old license, you cannot bring it to the DMV. Bring a picture. And
you
right now,
you need to bring it to the DMV.
No, because you could lose it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just easier if you have it, though.
I know, but if you want to, because they have to shred your old ID.
No, I don't want the.
I know.
My old ID.
You
That's
can
such
shred
an important
Brooke,
picture.
You literally need to bring a picture.
I actually
of it.
Do think I have two copies of it, though, because I lost one and then found it.
Okay. Well, I really liked my old ID. I thought it was cute, but they shredded it in front of me. And I was like, I want to keep that. And they're like, you can't have two IDs
yeah.
on your person.
It doesn't make sense, though, because you can order a new one at any time and just say you lost it
with a That's new true. Picture.
No, you don't need the new picture.
Mm-hmm. I know, you know. If you take a new picture.
Oh, I see.
Or if it's like a new license or something.
Yeah. What?
Like a new state, I mean.
Yeah, I took my new picture yesterday.
How'd it go?
I mean, they allowed me to take the photo without passing the test.
Oh, just as like a...
Yeah, I took the photo, then failed the test. What happened was I failed it twice online, then you have to go in and take it in person for the third time. So then I failed in person. Yeah. And then I had to pay an additional
fail with your chest
an additional fee to reapply again, and now I get three more chances.
Okay, that's
so
exciting.
I gotta go back in.
What questions are tripping you up?
Yeah, what'd you get wrong?
Like I literally can't even. It's like if it's snowing, how many centimeters behind a Honda Civic should you be with your low beams on? Oh, okay.
With your dome
with dome lison.
With your dome lison.
Well, during my drive time, like, did you have to do drive times with an instructor before your license as a teenager?
Yeah.
It was after school, Brooke. I was completely drained, fell asleep behind the wheel, swerved off the road.
Did the guy next to you have his own brakes?
Yeah, he had his own brakes and slammed the brakes, screaming, I'm asleep. he screamed, I want to live until Christmas, and then said, I am passing you because I never want to be in a car with you again.
Whoa.
It's not bad.
No, it's
That's
not.
Fun.
Yeah. And it was just like on the back road. So it was a little almost spooky.
And no, that is spooky.
Yeah.
People are really like being so mean to me. And they're like, if you can't pass your test, then you shouldn't drive. And it's like, I would love for you to tell me how
people
many meters behind the Honda Civic you should be.
To me.
I'm a great driver in the car. It's just a matter. It's just a matter of the California details.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never sobbed harder in front of anyone than I did when I drove an hour and a half to go get my license and I failed the driving Ooh. Test. I was driving home an hour and a half with my dad and I was just like so frustrated crying.
Yeah, I was feeling a little bit sickly after being in the Hollywood DMV for 3 hours.
Shit on my ass. That would suck.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And at least you get to go back.
Yeah. Oh, at least I have to go back soon. And then probably again and again and again.
Well, it'd be good to see him.
It will. No, genuinely, I will say the first woman who I had to deal with, who had somebody else's record in front of her and kept insisting I already had a California driver's license, was cruel. And like, I don't use that word lightly. Like, that's
like,
a word.
Why
that,
else would I
that's
be
a
here?
Word that my therapist brought up once, and I was like, wow, that's like a very powerful word. Mm-hmm. Cruel. She was a cruel woman.
Okay.
Carol.
Carol was a cruel woman. But then the other people were like so genuinely so sweet, which was shocking for the Hollywood DMV of it all.
That's important.
So I'm not like, I'm honestly not dreading going back, assuming I don't get cruel woman.
You're getting Carol.
That's her name?
Shit. Yeah. Guys, I scratched my cornea. Yeah.
Aw.
I didn't even touch my eye. Well,
I feel like you kind of were touching your eye.
Was I?
A little. Dreading going back. Assuming I don't get cruel woman.
You're getting Carol.
That's her name?
Shit. Yeah. Guys, I Carol scratched was, my cornea. Yeah.
I didn't even touch my eye. What?
Are you okay?
Something bad's happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need an eye patch?
Maybe two eye patches.
Do you see it?
You're wearing
I
your,
see
you're
it.
You're wearing your blue light, so it's kind of hard to see.
I'm glad you're wearing your blue lights today so you can see us okay.
They didn't protect me from the factors.
You have a tear dripping down that side.
Yeah, because my cornea. I told you I scratched my cornea.
Ooh.
There's a couple feelings in the world that are some of the worst. One, tooth
Ooh.
Pain. Look at this tear rolling down. Oh my gosh, I should have set something up to act like I was crying about something.
About failing your test.
This is me failing my test.
I'm picturing like
I have to itch it
like
off.
16 year old Connor like sobbing on the way home, and it's making me like feel something. Like that's sweet.
Really?
Yeah, not you. I don't think I've seen you cry. Darn it. Except for right now. Not in that way, Connor.
Oh God, I know.
I mean, I feel like
Have you seen him cry in a genuine way?
I think so.
I have seen you
maybe
cry.
Maybe drunken.
We've had drunk cries. Yeah. Actually. Yeah,
like, and we can also totally move on.
Quite a few.
What I was saying about my tooth, if I may, was tooth pain is the worst. You can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eye pain is the worst, because what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do with your eye?
Nausea is the worst feeling in the world.
I'm talking about pain.
I would argue that nausea is pain.
Nausea isn't pain. Pain is something that... Like, nausea is, like...
Discomfort.
Uneasy. Yeah, discomfort.
But it's the worst feeling in the world. I would rather have tooth and eye pain at the same time than nausea.
When, like, hangovers...
Yeah, me too.
I would rather have a throbbing headache, not be able to open my eyes and have any sunlight, than have nausea, yeah.
I would rather... I'd rather be giving birth and be nauseous.
Keep going.
I would rather be giving birth than be nauseous.
Yeah.
I think you might even be a little nauseous during the whole birth thing.
Do you know, get this, that the word nauseous, we're actually using it wrong. We're
what?
Not like,
fuck.
What we're saying is like we're nauseated, but if you say something is nauseous, that's the thing that's making you nauseated. So I would be like, oh, like this coffee is nauseous because it's making me nauseated.
Oh.
I think
you're thinking of noxious.
No, I don't think I am.
Noxious
I
gas.
I think the correct thing to say is I'm nauseated.
Really?
And nauseous is... Yeah, read that for me.
How do you use nauseous versus nauseated correctly? If you're writing or talking about something that evokes the feeling of nausea, like spoiled milk or smelly garbage, use the word nauseous.
Yeah.
Well, can we see it used in a sentence?
Feeling of nausea, yeah. Oh, but it says you can use them interchangeably.
People do, but I think the technical correct way is to
dinner
say,
at the seafood restaurant made Maria feel nauseous the next morning.
Maria while not, taking okay. out the trash, the man was nauseated by the smell of the dumpster. Both.
So both.
It is very.
Both fly.
It's confusing, but I don't really know. I'm just saying I think there's intricacies and hidden Mickeys about those words.
Here's something that I hate. Someone recently was like, "We ride at dawn." And I was like, that doesn't sound like something I would do. I would never ride at dawn. What is something that you would ride at dawn for?
I think there's a lot of things I would ride at dawn for.
At dawn? Please think about dawn. 5 a.m.
Yeah, but like if you're excited about it, it's exciting to get up early. Like the new Hunger Games, I would ride at dawn to go
oh
get
my God.
It.
You're going to ride at dawn for Hunger Games?
Well, I'll probably realistically be at the midnight release.
So we're, yeah, actually riding
so I'll probably
at
ride
dawn.
At midnight.
Just not even going to sleep. No. Riding at dawn implies 8 hours of sleep prior.
Less, they do midnight releases still?
I don't know.
That was the best part of
I'd
the Hunger Games.
I'd love to bring them back. Like, I would literally, like, I don't know why anyone would want me to host one, but I would love to host. Like,
I would want you to host one. And I cannot wait to see who Young Haymitch
and I
is.
Right, it's the opportunity arises at the Grove Barnes & Noble, my home.
We're so good at using the manifestation space.
We need like midnight premieres back because I don't think that's happening anymore. People used to dress up, get in line. It was
like,
so beautiful.
I
want
to dress up in Hunger Games to go to the Hunger Games midnight release at the Barnes and Noble at the Grove.
Yeah. Your mom would drop you off. We got to get our moms here to drop us off at the Grove.
I'll just go with your mom.
Okay.
That's just easier.
Okay. My mom can pick you up.
Yeah.
And a couple more people. And then can your mom pick us up after?
Nope.
She's asleep.
Can yours?
Because yours get us?
My dad would.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
My dad would come.
Have him call my mom.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Speaking of dads.
Okay.
When I ask people for Drama Thursdays,
oh, yeah.
For you to be here
if
for,
doing that.
Someone was like, my dad is depressed.
Okay.
And that was their Drama Thursday. Are not all dads depressed?
I figured that was everyone's dads are depressed. Okay. Yeah.
My dad is not depressed.
Really?
No.
Yes. At all?
No.
Well, I feel like the Drama Thursday thing, people get really mad at me because they're like, you never do mine. And I get like a ton of like, you never do mine every week. This is just a thing I do on my Instagram story if you haven't seen it. But like,
you explain it.
No, I'm just saying like, I say every Thursday I say like, submit drama that's going on in your life and I'll share it, whatever. But people will be like, I texted my ex-boyfriend last night and then they're mad that I didn't respond to it. And I'm like,
no, that's...
you think I didn't? Like everyone texts their ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, that's like... some people write into ours and they're like,
they write in
I pooped my pants. Yeah. And I'm like, everyone is
another
pooping their
Thursday.
Pants. Like, we are pooping. I might poop my pants today.
Yeah.
Like, there's no promises in this life.
Yeah.
But, and then someone else will be like, I hit my aunt's cat with my car
and blamed it on my brother and he's in jail.
And he's in jail. And she called the cops on him and he went to jail for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's like, that's a lot.
It's
and
like not too much, not there, too little.
Some of the things that I get when I ask for those are genuine crimes. I say that every time. I'm like, please, please, please don't admit to me any of your criminal activity. I don't want to know that because now I'm complicit.
Yeah. Also like...
and papa and legume e dom lezon do not need that. Would not do well in jail. The three amigos over here.
Who do you think would do the best, though? Cap?
The three of us
in
jail?
I think Cap would do the best.
I feel fine about jail. Like, yeah. I feel pretty content with going if I have to go.
I feel like you would...
because Cat can make friends.
Literally with a lamppost.
With a real hard bitch. Like, whoever the top dog is in jail, Cat's going to be like...
Logan. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. She just called me. Yes. Cat would be like, oh, yeah. I can't think of what this person's name would be.
And we would be like, Kat, can you tell the head bitch to come on our podcast? Can you try to get the head bitch to come on our podcast?
We could do a virtual head bitch.
With Eunice?
Colin. Yeah. Do you think they would let me come on BNC Make a Pee behind bars?
1,000%. They let Anna Delvey.
And okay. Gypsy.
Oh, yeah. But Gypsy has special privileges.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's a
what's going on
star?
With her right now anymore?
The documentary came out, so we'll have to tune in.
Did you see Patrick is in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
So funny. It's so funny.
Okay, let's do some Drama Thursdays. Kat, I asked some people.
Yay. I'm excited. I also, about Drama Thursday, like people will tell me like, I just cheated on my husband of 5 years. And I'm like, why are you trusting me with that?
That sucks. And then you go and look at them and it's like,
their whole page like their is whole their husband. Is just like, I'm like, I could ruin your life, but I'm not God. I can't intervene.
Not, that's incredible that people trust you. In that way,
I feel like a lot of people don't know that I'm able to see that it's them.
There's something special about anonymously telling someone something. It's like relief.
Yeah.
Someone came to my show in Austin and was like, my stalker killed my dad. And I was like, oh.
It's good to tell you.
During my crowd work session. And I was like,
hey.
Everyone else is here as well hearing that. It was scary. I was like, I don't know how to make a joke out of that.
Maybe not the correct space. Right. Yeah. All right, Brooke, you got some?
None of these were good. And also the ones I screenshotted were like particularly bad, it seems. Which is definitely fun.
Pull them up.
I probably have a bunch still too from yesterday.
Here's one. This is something that I just wanted to like have a conversation about.
Okay.
My boyfriend is either proposing to me or breaking up with me on Saturday. Fun. My thing about that is
I got
like,
that exact same
if you don't know which one it's going to be, then you shouldn't be accepting the proposal if it's a proposal.
Ooh.
That's my feeling.
I was going to respond to that and say the exact same thing. It's kind of like when you're on The Bachelor, when they like fuck someone the day before and you don't know if they're going to propose or
right.
not. doesn't really feel that special.
Right. Well, if you're ever in a situation where it's like, I'm not sure where I stand, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's breaking up with me or proposing, you're not ready to get married.
No. And he's probably breaking up with you as well.
He's for sure breaking up with you.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde is, by the way, such a good movie. Just watched it the other day. If you guys haven't seen that in a while.
I saw.
Really one of the most, like, feminist films of our time.
Connor, isn't that where you saw it, the graveyard theater?
I love Legally Blonde.
No, I saw it at Cinespia.
Yeah.
Cinespia.
But I did see a photo image of you asleep during it. Was that the same?
Well, Kat. Well, Kat.
Photo
image. I wasn't asleep. My eyes were closed and I was listening.
And you were laying down horizontal on the blanket.
I was under the blanket. But my eyes were closed, but I was taking it all in.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't realize you were taking it
in. I've seen it so many times that it's, if I close my eyes, I can just see it and
that
I can
is
just
so, see it and listen to favorite the, thing.
And listen in my ear.
You have a projector in your brain.
But like the end when it's like shot on Warner and it's like Warner graduated with like no job offers and no girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's feminism.
Give us the full circle too.
Yeah.
Like I want to see the ending, like her bad ending.
You know what though? I haven't seen Legally Blonde 2 since it came out.
I haven't
like,
either.
I don't know.
I don't have too much interest in it, personally.
If that was good or not. I don't recall.
Is that Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Damn.
You just said you love Legally Blonde.
I thought it was Anna Faris until I just started thinking about it.
Mm-mm.
That would be crazy.
I bet she could do it.
Yeah.
She'd actually...
No.
No, don't say
don't.
It.
Don't.
Anna Faris would be better in Legally Blonde.
Don't say
no.
That too is me. Reese's best role. In fact, that's like if I see Reese in anything else, it's Elle Woods.
I watched Sweet Home Alabama recently.
Oh.
That is one of the worst movies
really
I've ever
so
seen.
It really is so bad.
Wow, and it's a glorified in terms of cinema.
I think it's horrible, but it's that makes it good.
Wait, and then guess who I was on Watch What Happens Live with.
I was about to say, that's who you were with on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
That young man.
That young gentleman.
What has he done since?
I don't know that young man.
He's in Palm Royale, that show that was
bad. Oh, it's just renewed for season
watch.
Two.
Wow. I mean, the production is great, and it's visually so good. But unfortunately, Kristen Wiig, one of my favorite people in the world.
Not your cup of tea?
No.
Damn.
And then Loot came out at the same time.
Oh,
and I
Loot?
I hate to pin two women against each other, but I seem to always be doing it. Maya Rudolph's show that came out the same time as Kristen Wiig's, way better, enjoyable to watch. I don't get why it's not getting any flowers.
I feel like Loot is getting some flowers.
Loot I have not
is
heard
not
of Loot.
Getting what I need it to get.
I got it.
Too close to the project.
No, I don't think it's that.
Yeah, are you close to the project?
Yeah, I'm pretty close to the project because I've seen every episode. So
you're tied
closely
to the project.
with the executives on board.
My tubes are pretty tied.
To the project.
But Josh Allen, what's his name?
That's the football player.
Yes. Nice.
Yep.
Whoa.
No idea.
Girl. I mean, guys
girl.
Guys
girl. Wait, why was I did something so guys girl yesterday. Do you remember what it was, Izzy?
Oh, you got IPA on the crossword.
Oh, in the crossword.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
A hoppy beer.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, Josh Lucas. What are you doing on your phone? Oh.
Working late because I'm a singer?
I Jesus. Have some screenshotted.
Okay, Brooke, let's hear it.
Let me tell you one more. Oh, I think my ex broke up with me. My ex of 2 years broke up with me purely because his family hated me. I think that's kind of like, okay, that's fine.
Because his family hated you?
That's one of them. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm.
Period.
Yeah. I feel like that's almost like a valid enough reason to break up with someone.
I need like the next step of context for these things because sometimes people's families are insane.
That's true. But also, like, let's say you're like super close with your family and they're just like, they come to you seriously and they're like, this is not it.
Yeah. That's an ideal situation where your family is stepping in. But a lot of them are like, mom doesn't like this girl
because
mm-hmm. she wants to probably fuck her son.
Sure.
And
bingo,
she's like, gets everybody else, like the husband can't be against her, you know?
Yeah.
Big scene.
It depends on the history of it all. But like, without context, I'm just like, okay.
I don't know. I feel like if my family hated someone and I liked them, like I'd be a little bum, but I'd probably still be with them. You know
what
I mean?
Just don't bring them around your family.
Like, I'd probably be like, all right, y'all.
Yeah, I probably would too. But imagine like someone who's so close with their family. And it's just like, you could literally never bring this person around.
I am close with my family, but when people are too close to their family, I'm like, this is gross. Sorry.
It's okay.
When people are like,
my mom is
friends,
my best friend.
My sister, my mom are my best friends. I'm like, that's weird.
I just told a story on my podcast of this girl, like, because there are so many situations of the boy mom and the mom being obsessed. And like, this girl was on, like, hanging out with her boyfriend and his mom, and they started holding hands, swinging arms.
That's tough.
That's a tough thing to see.
And like, walking in front of her two by two, and then her kind of behind.
I genuinely feel like at the circus, when you'd go see like the tiger and the bearded lady, you could also go see mom and son who are best friends at the circus.
That's a lot of, you see that a lot on Hinge. Like, my best friend is my mom. Jesus.
Well, because that's like a really bachelor thing.
Sweet. It's like, they think they're like trying to reel you in.
I'm like, X.
But it's actually an immediate X. And also probably I'm deleting the app after it too.
Yeah, that's a good one to be like, oh, your mom's your best friend. Let me take a step back.
Yeah.
Let me look at this at a glance. Mm-hmm. Why is your mom your best friend? Also, are you lying? When's the last time you talked to your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a lot to consider when someone says that their mom is their best friend.
A boy mom, like, their boy can do no wrong. Like, every single thing is excused. They are the perfect, perfect angel. And it's really hard to date someone whose mom is like that. No criticism at all.
My mom's not like that.
I've been in a situation like that where I'll like say something, like make a joke or something, like ragging on boyfriend, whatever, and mom's like, no, like, defense.
That's tough.
My mom is the opposite. Everything she says to me is like sprinkled with criticism.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Backhanded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of an example. She like will be like, oh, I like that you don't really care about what you wear to like out and about. I'm like,
that's cool that you do that podcast and you don't care about what people think about you.
Yeah. It's nice that you really put yourself out there like that. It's very brave.
Really confident.
I asked my mom when she turned 60. I was like, it's on film too. I have a video of it. I'm like, happy big 6L. Like, do you have any tips? She's like, yeah, probably don't wear that shirt anymore. And I was like, okay. It was tips about life and stuff, but okay, that's fine. I was like, also, I've been wearing this shirt all day, and I've been with you all day. And I was with you when I put it on and walked out this morning.
Yeah, but it's the comedic delivery.
It's the comedic delivery.
Genetic.
Probably don't wear that shirt. Got it. Thank you.
Do you feel like you got your humor from your mom or your dad or both or in spite of them?
Both. And in spite.
What about you?
Well, I don't think I got my humor like from my parents. I think I got it in response.
Me as well. Because me and my brothers have the exact same sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
And my parents don't necessarily, like, at all.
But
like, they're funny, but not in the same
way. Yes, okay, because my mom and dad are funny.
Yeah.
But they're not doing jokes all the time.
Right.
We're doing bits and jokes, like, constantly. I can't imagine, like, being my parent and seeing me do, like, nothing besides bits and not being exhausted.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, imagine saying Hidden Mickey 12 times to your mom in one sentence. She'd be like, we got to drop him off at the airport.
I do that. Like, when I get a new buzzword, I do it with my dad, and he really, like, has a difficult time.
Yeah.
My mom will, like, think that's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, she's on board.
I love that.
Because then me and my brothers, we just won't stop, and she is, like, she is such a good audience to just sit there.
Oh, I love that. I love your mom.
Me too.
One of my closest friends.
I'm going to read off some of these jumps.
Okay. Well, in summary, with that question, context.
Context is
so important.
Context is key.
Go ahead. Pop off, King.
Okay.
Would love to hear.
Like, some of these are just gross.
Read us a gross one.
I can do some. Go ahead.
My 6-year on and off situationship gave me an STD and I'm still sleeping with him.
Yeah, like, seek
you
help.
Have some respect.
And the help
for
is not Brooke and Connor and I.
No, it's not. You got to get back on Hinge.
Hop on BetterHelp.
This one's funny, like, to me. My roommate is trying to steal all my friends. I let her come to one soccer game. I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean? Is this she's the man?
I don't know.
Okay. Like, I get a lot of these. Like, I think my boyfriend is ugly.
Let's talk about
it. That's fine if you're attracted to him.
But clearly they're not. And like, then I click on their page and it's them and their boyfriend.
He's splattered
all
over
it. And he's ugly. But like, that's just crazy to tell me.
Well, there have been so many times where I'm like, this boy is ugly and I'm like very attracted to him.
Yeah, I mean, she put a red heart, so she might have meant it in that
right.
time.
I would never tell him that.
And then this one, I went on a Bumble date yesterday, and he made me do sprints, which I was, like, weirdly kind of into because I feel like I like to race people early on in the dating process because I like to see their run and their stride.
Yeah. That's like taking a girl swimming on the first date. Like, you want to see how a man runs.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't.
Imagine getting the ick on his stride 5 dates in. It's too late.
Well, my ex-boyfriend, I didn't see him run for about a year and a half, and I was shocked. Like, it wasn't even bad. I was just like, I can't believe I didn't, like, know. I'm completely uninformed in this relationship. Yeah.
That, bro, that's a, Kat, that's a good.
That's what, I literally think, because seeing a still photo of someone and versus, like, a video of them moving is, like, literal apples and oranges. I think that Hinge should be required to include, like, a slate. Like, hey, I'm Brad, I'm 5'10", and this is how I take, this is how I put one foot in front of the other and like a few steps,
yeah,
maybe a turnaround. That could completely make or break.
I think that's a good idea. Also, it's like some people look way better in videos. Like they just don't.
Oh my God.
Well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It can make or break.
Me personally, not going to look better doing a turnaround, but like,
I'm not doing turnarounds.
Okay. So it's only for the men.
I'm not doing turnarounds.
Okay.
I'm not doing back of head content right now.
Not back to hand to back content.
Yeah.
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
But anyway, then the girl responded because I was like, need more context on the sprints. And she said he wanted to throw the Frisbee around on our first date, which is a crazy first date, like Frisbee in the park. But love it, though.
That's awesome.
I know. But then he set up cones and made me run full on ultimate drills. Felt more like a tryout than a date. Cones?
If someone brought out the cones on a first date, like...
Brooke's doing drills in the park.
No, I actually am running like away. No. Like, yeah, you'll get me to run, but in the opposite direction of the cones. You
so much money to go on a date with this man, and he's getting out his cones. Where did he have?
I think it's like kind of funny. Like, it depends on how
I don't
he
think
is.
He's doing a bit.
I know, but if it was, it would be really funny.
Yeah, but I don't think
how
it
did
is.
He conceal the cones? Did you meet him in the park?
In his bagu.
He's probably in the medium crescent.
The medium crescent bagu.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if they were like the little
collapsible
ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could pray. Only pray.
No, I hope they were the full cone.
Yeah.
Really quick and a little bit off topic, but.
That's random. We never do that.
No, it really isn't. The best part about being a teacher was finally getting access to that gym closet. Ooh. With all the balls and the hula hoops and the cones.
Fun.
Like you could go in it and the kids were like standing on the outskirts,
oh
like
God.
Peering in, but they couldn't come in.
Whoa, that's
I could.
It's so weird that I'm getting a visceral reaction from that.
No, and I remember that feeling.
And they would step in and I'd be
scooters?
Like, butt scooters?
Yes,
yep.
In there.
These ones?
Those, yep.
You only get them about twice a year, but the best days of your life.
Yep.
I never liked the parachute.
I
hated the parachute.
I liked it. I liked
it. Did you
it.
Like
I'm
going
sorry.
Under it?
Bro, I liked everything about it.
Oh my God, I thought it was so fucking boring just standing there going like this.
When you're like really little though, I feel like obviously when you're like, let's not do it in seventh grade.
We did that up to fifth grade, I think. We did the parachute.
Okay, I
the
feel
Quakers
like-
kind of move differently. The motion of the Quakers is-
But then they send people in, it's fun.
Did you play Stuck in the Mud?
What's that?
I don't think
Ooh.
So.
It's like tag. Oh, it's so good. It's tag, but when you get tagged, you gotta spread your legs. No, not like
And you
that.
Have to go under.
And you have to go, like, in order for someone to free you, they have to crawl under your legs. Because you're stuck in the mud, and the way to get you unstuck out of the mud is for someone to crawl under your legs.
Yeah, I played that.
I love, like, Googling stuck in the mud, and it's, like, running drills.
This is that girl's date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brooke.
I think we actually had a different name
that's
for
Brooke
this, Brooke.
That's that girl's date.
Yay.
You got any more, Con?
Yep. I mean, a lot of these are sad.
Okay.
And it's like that thing, and it's not like that thing where we're like, oh, I'm telling you a joke. It's like, they're actually really confiding in us, and I'm happy to be that envelope.
Right.
I'm not reading it, though, because it makes me sad.
Okay.
Okay, here's one. Guy I'm seeing still talks to his ex daily because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Like, in quotes, like, doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Well, what about your feelings?
Also, daily. Keep in mind that word.
That's just, like, not an option. That's available to him right now.
Nope.
You should let him know that it's actually not an option.
You also can hurt people's feelings.
That's true. You're actually
ex,
can.
Yeah, you can like actually not respond to your ex-girlfriend and hurt her feelings.
I actually agree.
I like this one because it's definitely what's it called when someone's from Europe?
Oh, a hidden Mickey?
Yeah. This one's a hidden Mickey. My flat of five wants to split into two flats of two minus one of the girls. Hashtag awkward.
Been there.
That's why she didn't throw in mate or something.
Yeah, I wonder who it's going to be.
Who's going to be the one?
Yeah, the one.
You don't know the other four, so why does it matter?
You're right. It could be the girl that wrote in.
I wonder which. Right. Yeah, I wonder which one of the four.
Chances of the five, like one person probably does want to live by themselves.
Well, to me, it sounds like it's not her. Like, they very much know who's doing two and two and one.
My flat of five wants to split into two flats of two minus one of the girls. Like, all five of you are like, yeah, let's
do that. It
kind of
sounds to me like four of them are in on it and one's not.
Just like go different ways.
That
you're
was like
fine.
When you moved here and I was like, do not live by yourself.
Yeah. And I moved forward living by myself.
By yourself.
And
great. It's the only way to go.
Well, when I lived by myself the first time, Brooke convinced me to live by myself the first time. Hated it.
Why did you hate it?
I always hated it.
I also don't think you did hate it. I think you just hated the place you live.
Yes, because of all the commotion. Oh my gosh, and the ghost.
Oh God, don't even get him going on the commotion.
The ghost of the man that killed himself. Yeah. My neighbor, my next door neighbor.
I know, I'm sorry.
My Indian.
It's crazy that the BNC MAP audience has been here through all of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. OGs.
You've been in three apartments since we've been here.
OGs, rise the hell up.
At dawn, too.
Who remembers my scary neighbor? Actually, his dictionary is so.
Yeah.
And also, OGs rise up when Redacted was on the podcast and she wouldn't look at my dictionary for my dead
neighbor.
Well,
she actually only wouldn't look at your dictionary once you said what it was. She had no problem with the dictionary until you said, this is my dead neighbor's. And she said, I actually can't be near that.
Oh my God. I'm not in on the Redacted.
Just like guess. Who Redacted would be.
Who would have a problem with a dictionary
with
of a dead
with
man.
With a spirit of
only
man.
When told.
I'm like,
do I know the young woman?
No.
Is it the famous girl? Alexandra?
Oh, no.
I don't know who else has been on. I'm sorry. It's not, obviously it's not Brittany. I can't think of another young
no,
woman.
No, it's like not our friend.
I'm in on it now. I got it. I remember her. She's sweet.
Definitely.
Would have liked to meet her.
Oh, Kat, you would have loved her.
Don't know if she would have loved me.
I don't know if she would have loved anyone. I don't know if she's capable.
Okay.
Do you have another one, Connor?
Yeah, like just
I caught my wife.
Time.
I'm just trying to find a juicy gossip. I caught my boss sleeping with the vice president
of the United States.
Hard to say. Told his wife she's okay with it.
That's what you are always saying. Like, just don't get involved because, like,
the
you
fuck
don't.
Fuck, do I do now? You do nothing.
Right. And you would have argued not to do anything in the first place
yes.
because something like this could
do
happen.
With you.
I've gotten involved in the past, and I will say it's situational.
Sure. What's a situation where you would get involved if you're friends with both of these people or whatever?
Well, one time this guy was dating my friend and had a full-time girlfriend, and then he brought his girlfriend that he said he was no longer with into the barbecue restaurant that I worked at, came up to my register to order barbecue. With his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I had met him. He was currently dating my friend. So then I was just like, very nice to the girl, took her order, pulled pork sandwich,
Yeah.
Double XL combo mac and cheese fries.
Oh my
whatever.
God, that sounds so good and probably would be very good for my stomach right now.
Of course. I mean, it would clear me out.
Yep.
And to him, I was like, and what do you want? Like, just like being such a bitch to the point where then like they walked over to the soda station and immediately she's like, who is that? Like, clearly you know her. And then they're arguing. They go and sit down. I get my friend on the phone, walk up, and I say, you guys are actually both dating this gentleman.
You had to.
Yeah.
Whoa, you were at work. You're on the clock. That's crazy.
It was fun.
She was doing overtime.
She was really upset. She started crying, but was like, thank you. And like this was Mission Barbecue, if anyone knows what that is. You know what that is?
Of course.
So they have like these big trucks that are whatever. People like take pictures of them and stuff. They had taken a picture together at the truck before going in. Yeah, I worked at this place for like years and years. But
is it good?
It's really good. She posts the picture of them at the truck in the front of the restaurant, blacks him. This is like a wild, this is high school. She like X's him out with black writing and like puts the caption about him being a cheater. Posts it in feed on Instagram.
Oh my God, I love that.
Full circle.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. That's the truck. If anyone wants to take a picture, I got to ride in that sometimes.
I think if like your close friend is involved, you
Yeah, you always should say something. But yeah, like random people on Drama Thursday, I'm not going to like message your husband and be like, your wife cheated on you this weekend.
Well, a specific one was like, I saw my friend's dad on a date with someone.
Nope.
And I'm like, okay, who are you planning to tell your friend that his dad is cheating on his mom? Has nothing to do with you. Second, you're going to tell her mom, your friend's mom?
That exact thing has actually happened to me as well, and they told the daughter.
Your friend
told them at a restaurant with another woman. Told the
I might depending on how close
I would.
That's true.
The friend and also the mom.
It's a tough one. It's not ideal. I'd rather just like not see it.
Definitely.
Of course.
Yeah, keep me out of it.
You know how they say ignorance is bliss?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that in like almost 99.9% of the circumstances.
I don't want to know anything.
Nothing. Also, like, speaking of ignorance as bliss, the worst type of friend in the world is like the one who tells you what you did drunk. Like, that is none of my fucking business. I have none of my business.
My favorite
no
people in the world are, you were being so fun. Period. You were being hilarious.
Yeah.
Period.
Done. That's all you need to say. We had fun. You were so funny.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.
You like killed three people.
Would you actually want to know if you did something like bad?
If it was something that affected other people and like something I have, like, you know, I have to deal with it head on, then yes. But like if it's something that's just going to make me anxious and no one got hurt by it, no.
Yes,
I no desire.
Agree.
Actually,
like, let me know if I have to make an apology.
Exactly.
Because I'd like to.
Totally. Gotta right my wrongs.
Gotta right my wrongs. But other than that,
I think if you're just being annoying when you're drunk, like, you don't owe anyone an apology.
Well, it's like everyone's a little annoying when they're drunk.
If you're sober and people are drunk, you want to, like, you pray for the rapture. When I'm not drinking on a weekend and I'm out with people, I'm like, whoa, I need new friends. This is crazy. And then I'm like, oh, I act like that.
You're high and someone's not.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you must think that I am the biggest freak that's ever walked this planet.
Well, I feel like you'll do that like when you're high and I'm not and you'll apologize to me. But the high person is always being so normal.
Beyond.
Well, I've been doing that like a lot recently where I keep thinking I'm doing like the most insane things high. Like Brett was asking me questions the other day like about my life. And I was answering them.
Totally.
And I was just like freaking out. I was like, I'm so sorry I'm making this all about myself.
That's so funny because like recently when I was on shrooms to Brett. And
the drug podcast.
I was just like, I am so sorry. Like, I'm being so fucking weird. And they were like, Kat, you've literally never been, like, more normal in your life. So now all the time Brett makes that joke. He's like, Kat, like, you're being crazy. Because it's always normal.
I want to circle back to, since you're talking about shrooms, me and Kat at the wedding on shrooms, like, everyone else was being normal. I promise you, there's never been two bigger freaks at a party.
That was an exception.
I was loving your bit, Kat. Oh, I would take a bullet for you in the foot.
That's actually not even my bit. That's my boyfriend's fit. And we used it for the whole wedding.
We commandeered it.
Because he used to say, like, I would take a bullet for you. I would walk through. He used to say, I would take a bullet for you in the foot. We've now developed in this relationship. Now he says, I would take a bullet for you in my head.
And you're in his head?
Yeah, it used to be foot.
Oh my God, so he was talking to you. He was telling you he would take a bullet for you.
He's like, I would literally take a bullet for you in my foot.
Oh my God, but now he would take a bullet for you in his head.
Gosh, because you're being so crazy, he wants to get shot in the head.
Wait, did you talk about what we were doing?
Kind of. It was like kind of weird me talking about it, but now I have backup here. Literally, I was tears coming out of both my eyes. People are dancing, having a good time. Me and Kat, middle of the Kat pulled me into the middle of the dance floor. I'm pissing my pants laughing.
Well, why?
Just the DJs kept playing "Call Me Maybe" by.
Oh, okay. There wasn't anything like particular.
No.
It was just literally,
staring
I was
at each other, sobbing, laughing. No one else around was like even in that kind of state.
No, and people were had done the shrooms too, but like for some whatever reason, me and Kat were like crying, laughing. They kept playing "Call Me Maybe," and I was just like singing "Call Me Maybe."
Well,
why would you play "Call Me Maybe" like more than once at a wedding?
I think it was
maybe
at the bar.
It was just
that doesn't
once,
sound
but
like
it felt like it had played five.
Yeah.
Times.
I think it was at the bar after, not like the band doing.
Bar after, yeah, yeah.
But also, we were. Did you say the bit we were doing to everyone, and no one thought it was funny?
Go ahead, because I did talk about it, but I don't think.
Like Connor and I going up to a person we have no idea who they are, haven't spoke to them the whole wedding, walking up to them and just being like, "Oh my God, you're."
She's from.
Wait,
you know,
and it's like not funny, and not a single. Everyone was just like. What? Like, we were making people visibly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. No one laughed. Not one. It was probably 10 people.
10 minimum.
Upwards.
But what matters is that you guys had fun.
Yeah. That's true.
And no one got hurt.
Yeah, and we weren't hurting anyone by doing that.
Yeah.
We definitely made them feel very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the end.
Yeah, you could say that, I guess.
I don't know what we were talking about.
No. Me neither. Connor. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I'm going to pull one
Let's
up.
Let's do one last one.
Yay.
Well, this is... Oh, yeah, that's good. Grandma, dad's mom, wants to be called mommy too when my sis is born. First grandchild.
I'm kind of on board.
Mommy too?
Mommy too?
Well, I my mom is basically mom, that mom. In a different variation.
Mom squared.
Mommy too?
So just a mouth.
Mommy the sequel? No.
Mommy 2.0.
You have to say that you're full mommy 2.0.
I'd like for my granddaughter
Hi, mommy
to call
too.
Me mom. It's just easier.
Call you mom?
More mommy too.
Oh,
too.
More mom.
Yeah. Well, I guess like I'm so, like I consider my mom like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also like to be mom 2.0.
What are your, so you're mom and Mimi. Mine's grandma.
My other one's grandma.
I said Bubby.
Oh, Bubby. Sorry, Brooke. Bubby.
No, you didn't know. You didn't know her.
You had no
I just
idea.
Didn't know about
Don't
Bubby.
Apologize.
No.
I just feel
I
bad.
Think that you would be Bubby.
Baba.
Or Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo?
Or Bookie Pants.
Bookie Pants?
I mean, Boo is kind of cute for Brooke. Like, just Boo.
Bubby, like, I think of like a really old person.
Yeah. Maybe like
I'd rather be a little bit young. Like, I'd rather be mom just because like that has a younger flair.
What's the weirdest grandma name you guys have heard? Like someone just spew out. Like
my
Gam Gam, Gammy.
My stepbrothers
Queen's
called
Gambit.
Their grandma grandmother. Like to her face.
I have a grandma that I fully call Grandma Sharon every single time. Just very formal.
That's fine.
I've never heard a weird grandma name.
Oh no, I'm sorry, it's a grandmaba.
Grandmaba.
Grandmother ex grandmaba.
I feel like I've heard such weird ones. Like when people just like say it and you're not expecting it.
I think Meemaw is strange. I think that sounds like you're...
It's like a bit. Like it's a fun bit.
I know, but it's real for a lot
that's
of people's
true
reality.
When it's real.
I don't understand. I'm going to do one more. And then
okay.
We'll finish with this one. Okay. My cousin married a man whose wife died last summer. She got divorced this year. Lots of kids. Let me step back because I don't really understand what I read.
Yeah, I'm going to need one more run through.
My cousin married a man whose wife died last summer.
Did that hurt?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Did it actually?
Kind of.
You're fine, babe.
Shit, man.
Oh my God. You said it wouldn't hurt. Did it hurt?
No, it's okay.
Well, now I feel horrible.
Did
That's
she like
made me do that?
Did she conk me over the head with that bottle?
Yeah, you told me to.
No, I didn't.
No.
Stop including
Brooke, you did it unprompted.
Brooke, I never said
hit. I said said I did not want to do that.
You
they paused
not
the podcast. They said, Brooke, you really need to do that. And I was like, I don't really want to. And now you're giving me shit.
I thought it was great. It was like better than I ever expected. More,
like if I didn't have this hat on.
Can you genuinely, after I smack him over the head, insert the roll of tapes of me saying, I don't really want to do that.
But you didn't say that.
So. I said I'm like a little scared.
Can I like?
And then just make sure you include Connor saying, make sure you include Connor saying, do it, do it, do it.
I keep getting scared.
No, hit me over the head with that shit.
It's not sugar.
No, it's not sugar. Don't eat it.
Why would you put that in your mouth? Why would you put that in your mouth?
Sugar.
Oh, damn. Hang on.
Don't swallow.
I'm not swallowing.
Ew.
Oh, be sweet.
Okay, you guys. Well, Connor, I'm sorry I hit you over the head with a glass bottle.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Glass bottle.
Glass bottle who?
I'm going to hit you over the head with a glass bottle. All right, well, thank you guys for one of the most riveting experiences I've personally ever had on this podcast.
Me too.
Thanks, Kat, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I love you.
And right now, you have Papa y Legume y Dom Lezon. Signing off. We'll see you in the bonus episode. I hope so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
It's motherfucking Winnie the Pooh, bitch. Yeah.
I just queefed a little when you just said it.
Really?
So it's my full like penis piece in these pants.
Yeah.
That's a hidden Mickey that I've been trying to hide.
I like to queef, queef, queef. Queefles and paninis.
Normalize calling a task rabbit to like go harass someone.
That's a hitman.
Yeah.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.